This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Indian Prime Minister Modi and his right-wing BJP party suffered two significant losses in large states that they had ruled previously to their rivals in the Congress party and have lost significant seats in a third state in the Hindi-speaking heartland, which had been their stronghold. Thailand's election commission set February 24, 2019 for the next general election, firming up a timeline for the kingdom's return to electoral politics after more than 4 years under military rule. Northern India is home to the 10 most polluted cities in the world, while as few as 9 million of the country's 1.3 billion people are breathing air within World Health Safety standards. McDonald's is claiming to have trouble finding enough cattle suppliers to reduce purchases with antibiotics. Wendy says it sources 20% from young cattle that don't have antibiotics. The UN is pushing this to prevent resistance. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, in their analysis, confirms early reports that banks contract with colleges and universities to charge exorbitantly high fees to students doing banking on campus, with Wells Fargo the highest, along with PNC and Bank of America, and some other banks and credit unions, including the campus-based University of Kentucky Federal Credit Union. There are 8 million workers who are undocumented now in the U.S. National Enquirer has admitted in an agreement with the U.S. Attorney's Office in New York that it illegally helped bury a salacious story about President Trump before the 2016 election in an effort to boost his chances of beating Hillary Clinton. More than 90% of New Orleans' 48,000 public school students attend one or more of the 80 schools run by a charter organization. Securing votes to return a Speaker of the House for two more terms, a total of 4 years, Nancy Pelosi, California Congresswoman, is expected to be elected because of the deal. Boy Scouts of America is considering filing for bankruptcy protection as it faces declining membership and escalating legal fees relating to mishandling of sex abuse cases. Safeguard Defenders, a civil rights group, counts 50 examples of televised confessions involving over 100 detainees in China that have been shot and broadcast before a trial has been held. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.